We have it at last. Right? We had to wait for it, didn't we? Advent's holy light, Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving God, you have brought us into this place tonight to hear your word. Open up our hearts, we pray. God of hope, peace, joy, and love, let us find you here. Let our words, our meditations, our songs, our lights make your word known this night, we pray. Amen. So on this sacred night, as our candle liturgy suggests, we have gathered around the light that has been placed amongst us to dispel the darkness. There is darkness all around us, isn't there? Yeah. Yet in this room, we hold the light, or at least we will in a few minutes, right? Tonight, from the Christ candle, we will hold the light. Now, some of you have been holding this candle for quite a while already, right? Some of you put it in the pocket in front of you, some under the seat, right? Some of us have not stopped moving it. That's okay, right? This candle represents for us the part of Jesus that we get to hold this night, the light. The light of God that's shared with us so that we may share it with others. And soon we'll do our tradition of passing the light, representing how once we have the light within us, it is our duty, our special privilege to share the light with others. It's a privilege not only to hold it here, but also to know what it means. That it means that Jesus is the light of the world, that the darkness shall not overcome us or this world. And that we, as ambassadors of Christ, get to be light bearers for the world. I think that's one of the best gifts that we have and can give each Christmas. Being bearers of the light and sharing the light with others. Now, unlike other gifts that are waiting under the tree or that some are expecting to arrive by morning or maybe by 10 p.m., right? Right? This gift is offered without a price because it's already been paid for. And it's more than what will fit in a box or could be wrapped neatly with a bow. So on this night, we give thanks. Before the gift is open, usually we say thank you after, right? But tonight we say thank you first. Before any gifts are open, we say thank you to God for Jesus. That is our primary objective, the call of our hearts to gather in gratitude and in grace for the gifts that we have already been given by God, us and the world have received. So tonight we say our thank yous. Try that, say thank you. Yeah, you can be a whisperer or a loud one, whatever works best for you, right? But what if we practice our thank yous tonight, our gratitude? Before we open the packages, we say, thank you for the opportunity to be loved by you, God. Thank you, God, for calling us. Thank you, God, for caring for us. The humbleness of the stable, the company of animals, the dim light of the star are all reminders to us that we do not have to have much in order to be happy or to be ambassadors of God's love. What we need to have is belief. We need to believe. To be Advent's holy light, the light of God in this world, we must be seekers, people who look for it. And sometimes that searching takes time, like it's taken a long time to light this Advent wreath. 3-4 weeks, right? And for those of you who have those Advent calendars, right, or Advent puzzles, right, that you've been invited to do a little bit each day, it takes a long time to get it done. But so true is that with our faith as well, that we just have to do a little bit each day. Take little steps towards God each day. And then we'll get there. Just like the Advent calendars, when we get to the end of the waiting and there's no more little doors to open or animals to place on top of the roof or chocolates to eat, then hopefully we've found it. Found Jesus, our Messiah, everlasting Prince of Peace, light of the world. Hopefully, by the time those tasks of daily waiting are done, you have found Jesus. And then you can share Jesus. You can share God's love. You can be light in the darkness. You can share it with whomever you meet. And being people of faith, you get to be an ambassador of love. We lit the candle of hope, hoping for God's salvation to come to this world, having a belief that better is possible, safer is possible, that there is more loving available in this world, and it's possible. And then we lit the candle of peace, and with hope in our hearts, we were hoping that peace would come, that the calm, that the rest, that the world would find solace in the darkness. And that all of the anxiousness, the meanness of the world, the chaos and acts of hate would stop so that we could praise God with our whole selves. And then we lit the pink one, the candle of joy. And we remembered with joy and excitement that something special was to come, someone special was to come, someone new. And we celebrated that Sunday with our children, reminding us during their pageant that we should never be too busy to find Jesus. Never be too busy for God. The candle of love was lit just a couple days ago, and we talked about the eternal promise of God's love. And I want to remind you that eternal promise includes that you have been fearfully and wonderfully made, that you were knit together in love, that God's love is and was and will be forever. And tonight, the Christ candle, the one in the middle, the one we've been waiting for. Tonight, the Christ candle. And as we finish our Advent wreath and we start to think about what it's like for Christmas, we remember that we will all grow up or grow old, however you want to think about it, and that our traditions will change and that our needs and our wants will be transformed, and yet our hearts will remain. I hope your heart will remain with the excitement of the promise that comes with the manger, with being the one to put baby Jesus in there and make the whole thing light up. Not simply the hope or the expectation that we have when talking to the guy in the big red suit, but a profound and deep desire to know Jesus, to know the light of the world, the holy light that shines throughout Advent and the light of love that glows within us. I hope you will remember and you will still dream and you will still hope, and that you will make room for peace and love and joy. But still remember, we all can. We can remember. Do you? Do you remember?